Justin Flick with you. Time to talk D-West girls basketball. We're joined by head coach Troy Hoffman, the Lady Mustangs, with a win in their only game here in the last week, Friday night at Riverside, 39-20. The girls now 11-5 overall, 7-4 in the Delaware Valley League. You had a little extra time before your one game last week, coach, against Riverside, and a bit of a slow start, but the second quarter, the third quarter, your defense, Troy, throughout the game was phenomenal on Friday night.
I was very pleased with that, you know, and the coach over there threw, Coach Atkins threw a triangle and two on us and kind of balked a little bit there. We had gone over some strategy for that, but, you know, when you face it then the first time in a game like that, it just, you kind of are comfortable with it. But I thought the girls then took over and did a good job. They didn't let that sluggish offense or start offensively affect the way they played defense. And you know, we had a lot of good performances in that, especially in that first quarter and throughout the whole game. Cassidy Blevins had 8 assists for the game. I thought she fed the ball into Reagan Gibson and Rachel real well. And then as the game progressed, Abby kind of found her groove a little bit offensively, and they were able to find her for some nice outside looks.
Yeah, I wanted to specifically ask you about Reagan because we haven't talked about her a ton this season, but the freshman came off the bench and registered a double-double. 6 points, though, in the second quarter when you really got going. She also shot and made your only 2 free throws of the game clear back in the first quarter, but it seemed like she's gotten a lot stronger here and confident as the year's gone on.
Yeah, she really has. She was kind of slowed a little bit. Her progress was early on with an injury. She really didn't even come out and practice or do anything with the team till after Christmas, and she's worked hard, and the girls have been accepting of her too. They realize that, you know, she's going to be a staple here in this program for many years to come as long as she keeps working hard, and they've been real fortunate. The girls have been accepting of her and got her in the mix here.
Couple games left here in the season for you. You got a game at Troy and then at Pleasant Ridge. Important league games to keep your momentum going right now because you have to feel like things are kind of back on track here the way you want them to be.
Yeah, most definitely true. You know, we got 2 tough games this week. I know, you know, Coach Jasper, you know, Coach Coons, I mean, they tough, intense. These games are going to be really tough ones mentally, I think, as well as physically. And I think they'll be good tests for us and good prep for us as we head into Substate because, you know, we're going to have to bring our game, you know, two quality coaches, 2 quality opponents, and we're looking forward for the test this week.
Games on the road, you had beaten Troy by 1 earlier in the season, but always a little bit tougher to play the team a second time around, and you got back-to-back games against rivals, which kind of probably make it a little more fun here down the stretch as well, huh?
We're looking forward to it. You know, the first time we played Troy, again, they threw that triangle of 2 on us, and quite frankly, we just weren't very well prepared for it. We hadn't gone over that, and you know, I know Coach Jasper will have something planned for us tonight, too, and likewise, we have something planned for him, so we're really looking forward to it.
Should be a good one. Hey, thanks, Coach. I appreciate your time, as always, and throughout the season, and best of luck finishing out the regular season this week.
Thanks, Justin.
Troy Hoffman, head coach of the D-West girls. Matt Ellis joins us right after this timeout.